Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back here on the Team 980. Pleasure to be joined now by Sam Acho. Of course, you see him on ESPN, and you know him from his days at Texas and in the NFL, and doing great work in the community as well. And he is a past All-State Werfel Award Trophy winner, and here on behalf of All-State with us to talk about guys that don't get maybe enough shine off the football field for what they're doing. Sam, thanks for doing this, and thanks for all your community work and everything that you brought to the game, both on and off the field.
No, thank you so much. I'm excited to be here. I was smiling when you started to say the reason why I was here. Back in 2010, I was a winner and a recipient of the All-State Werfel Trophy, and I was a part of the All-State AFCA Good Works team. But now 15 years removed from being a college athlete, and now obviously 5 years removed from being an NFL player, I still get a chance to shine a light on some of the work that the players are doing. And so this year's 2025 All-State AFCA Good Works team has a list of unbelievable and incredible athletes that not only do I get a chance to talk about and analyze as far as their play, but also them as humans get a chance to just shine a light on that.
Absolutely. And it's led by Oklahoma head coach Brett Venables and a number of different players. And we will obviously shine light as much as we can on them. I know I got to know Dylan Gibbons a couple of years ago from Florida State and Notre Dame and for all the great work that he had done. And you know, in radio and in media, as you know, right, while we're not football players, it's important for us to use our platform. Why is it important for athletes to use the platform, besides the obvious, and how important is it to get involved with actual man hours and boots on the ground as opposed to just lending your name and lending money?
Yeah, I love that. So I think all of those things can be beneficial. Lending your name, your image, your likeness. We're seeing a lot of athletes using their NIL to benefit others, but it's also their time, their treasure, and their talents. Some players are part of this 2025 All-State AFCA Good Works team, like Michael Taft, who went to Texas, mm-hmm. who goes to Texas, and he's an All-American safety, a former walk-on, but he lost a friend to fentanyl. And all of a sudden, he, instead of just using his name, he's using his talents. Every tackle that Michael Taft makes at Texas, he's donating money, and people can join him to donate money to go to for fentanyl awareness, right? So it's like, hey, I'm not going to use my name. I'm going to use my talents. Chandler Rivers, who's a defensive back at Duke. He's from the Texas area. So yes, he goes to Duke. He's in Carolina doing his thing. But also every offseason in the summer, he goes back to where he's from in Texas and does summer camps. There are players who are doing stuff, fighting substance abuse, more other different types of substance abuse. And so for me, the benefit of players using their name, image, likeness, their time, their treasure, their talents, it just provides a light and a peace and a beacon of hope in a time where people don't have a lot of hope.
Yeah, I think that's so incredibly well said, because I mean, we judge kids and coaches and programs by wins and losses, right? And yes, that is important. That is ultimately what sports are all about. But you can win a lot of ways. You can win in a lot of different ways, and winning off the field is again just as important as winning on the field sometimes.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, so I go back to my time in college. I'm smiling because I got a chance at Texas to go to a national championship, mm-hmm. to participate and play in a national championship. I got a chance. I had 2 sacks in the game, right? I played well. Our team didn't win, but it was like a great opportunity. But what the highlights of my college career weren't really on the field. It was the off the field work and maybe even recognition that I was able to get. I was a recipient of the Allstate Werfel Trophy back in 2010. I was a part of the Allstate AFCA Good Works team, and that is still a highlight of my career. We are one human. So people try to delineate and say, well, you're a football player, man, you're in the media. It's like, no, I'm a human. And so the fact that I'm doing this work in the community, that's an overflow of who I am. It doesn't have to be like, well, I only do community work, or I only play football, or only in the classroom. No, I'm one human. And so I love the fact that we get a chance to highlight these players and Brent Venables, as you said, there's an honorary coach as well, because I'll say this, I got a chance to cover the Oklahoma Temple game last weekend.
In Philadelphia.
And Philadelphia, correct, at the Link, right? Yep. And I didn't realize at the time, but in some of the research and prep, I didn't realize Brent Venables, his wife is fighting cancer. Mm-hmm. And there was, you know, I don't know exactly where it is right now, but there was a time where it wasn't looking so great, and then not too long ago. And so to find out that he is the honorary captain for this All-State AFCA Good Works team in 2025, it reminds me that he is human. I went to Texas. Texas, Oklahoma, historically, and even now, are still rivals.
Yeah.
Yet I get a chance to root him on because now we're part of the same team. So when I talk about the All-State AFCA Good Works team, even the collaboration, first it was just the All-State AFCA Good Works team, a team of 22 players who are doing great work and highlighting their off-the-field work. Then there was there was the Werfel Trophy. That was like the most prestigious award for community service. Well, 2 years ago or so, we decided to combine those awards because they're both trying to highlight the same thing. But once again, we're one human. So instead of trying to be diverted and distracted, what if we could just focus all that energy on the players and their work? So now Allstate decided to join teams with AFCA, but also with the Werfel Trophy to form the Allstate Werfel Trophy. So players can go, or anyone who's listening can go to ESPN.com/Allstate. They can be a part of the action. They can learn about the players, but they can also vote on who they think should be the captain, and whoever's that captain is going to win the Allstate Werfel Trophy. So I get really excited about it because I know the impact it had on my life back when I was a collegiate athlete.
Absolutely. Sam Acho with us. Before we run out of time, I have a couple of quick hitters for you, if you don't mind. There's been a big controversy in broadcasting, and I figured you would be perfect to ask this. Tom Brady, you know, his role with the Las Vegas Raiders in the broadcast booth. You broadcast games, as you mentioned, you were in Philadelphia, Oklahoma Temple, as part of your ESPN duties. How much information are you asking for getting? Is there trade secrets? Is it confidential, or is it just background stuff? And is it really that big of a deal?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it depends. Everyone's different. Some people go to meetings like that and they feel like, well, I have all the context that I need because I've done my research, I've watched film. Some coaches aren't going to divulge anything, so they don't see it as a big use of their time. Other people get a ton of information. Sometimes coaches and staff coordinators can be more vulnerable and more honest and share more in a meeting like that because they know that it's not the media trying to share different things. It's just them inside that intimate circle. So there could be a conflict of interest with a guy like Tom Brady who's in the owner's box or who's listening to the plays and talking to Chip Kelly while also going to interview other teams and their coaches and coaching staff. But I would say if I'm a coordinator for a different team or a coach for a different team, and I know that Tom Brady is going to potentially share that information with the Raiders, then I may not divulge any or as much information to him during that meeting.
I could completely agree. And it is a conflict of interest, but you got to be careful and smart in every way. Just before we run out of time, if you don't mind, Virginia Tech, off to a terrible start. They're our local, you know, we're our flagship station. They fire Brent Pry, which not exactly surprising. You know, there's a lot of big names there. Would you, if you're Virginia Tech, would you go with an established coach, or would you look at a big name like a Michael Vick, who just started head coaching, or D'Angelo Hall, who's been an NFL assistant coach? How would you kind of approach that search?
I would approach the search with the reminder of who Virginia Tech is. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I was growing up, Virginia Tech was, I'm not going to say the program, but one of the premier programs in college football. So I would remind myself that that's who we are, and then I would approach the search in that way. And I'm not saying that means you have to get someone who's been established, right? Maybe Michael Vick is the answer. I think about a guy like Coach Prime. Coach Prime had been coaching for decades. Mm-hmm. He didn't publicize it, but that's why you saw the success that he had at Colorado even last year, and that he's had in bringing some top-level recruits. I would be – yeah, so anyways, that's I would just remember – how impressive of a program that Virginia Tech is. And I wouldn't think so much of how the struggles have happened recently. I'll go back to, man, we have so much talent in this, you know, in this kind of area, right? The DMV, and try to keep that talent local.
Maybe you could bring Shane Beamer back home. Maybe. We will see. Sam, I know you got to run. I appreciate your great work on behalf of Allstate and the Werfel Trophy and everything that you and this team has put together. People can check out more at ESPN, right? ESPN.com, I should say, /Allstate.
Correct. Correct. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Go to ESPN.com/Allstate, because not only to learn more, but I love getting involved, right? So if you want to get involved, you can actually go and you can vote on who you think should be the captain and who could win that Allstate Werfel Trophy like I won back in 2010, like Tim Tebow won the year before.
Attaboy. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate you doing this. We'll be watching you on ESPN and obviously sending everybody to ESPN.com/Allstate. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, Sam Acho on behalf of Allstate. Appreciate them making him available. And I didn't get to ask him which game he'll be on this weekend, but I'm sure he'll be on one of the games on the family of ESPN and ABC. He was in Philly at Lincoln Financial Field for Oklahoma Temple last week. Didn't get to ask him about Maryland and Wisconsin. That's a game Maryland's got to win. Wisconsin was terrible last week. It's a game Maryland's got to win, even in Madison this week. Did answer about Virginia Tech. Identifying your roots. They tried to do that with Brent Pry. If they can get Shane Beamer, you get Shane Beamer. They should consider D'Angelo Hall. First-time head coach. But D'Angelo Hall's been a pro coach now for 4 years, 3 years. And he is got Virginia Tech in his blood. He has Virginia Tech in his blood. I think that would be a smart idea to consider. All right, on the Team 980, we continue a long time for a trending alert, and then the Mark and Largo show before the Doc in Walker show on the Team 980. All right, baseball coming up, scheduled at 4:05. The Atlanta Braves looking for the four-game sweep over the Washington Nationals as they play out the string. Actually, both franchises playing out the string. It's Brad Lord on the mound for the Nats. Scheduled first pitch at 4:05. Looks like the tarp is off the field, and we should have an on-time start. But weather is expected to be somewhat of a factor today as they try and close out the series. Again, Braves looking for the four-game sweep. Elsewhere, Major League Baseball, the Cubs doubling up the Pirates 8-4. In the bottom of the eighth, Cincinnati over St. Louis, 6-2 in the eighth. The Orioles have a 3-1 lead over the White Sox in Chicago in the fifth, and all the rest of the action still to come. Meanwhile, from Command Land in Ashburn, busy day out there. No Jaden Daniels at practice, amongst other veteran players, including Zach Ertz and Bobby Wagner. Meanwhile,
Jonathan Jones put on injured reserve. He injured a hamstring in Thursday night's loss. The team officially brought back Preston Smith, who was a free agent and was a 2015 second-round pick of the then Redskins. As well, we are awaiting the final vote confirmation, D.C. City Council, on the RFK Stadium project after an 11th-hour snafu, as it was described, and as we talked about much earlier in the show. But according to Mark Seagraves of NBC4, through Phil Mendelson, everything seems to be okay. And now the voting process we await, and it would be a scheduled final vote and final confirmation that the Commanders will build a new stadium at the current RFK Stadium site, and that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.